Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. God does everything with intention. He created us all with a purpose, and no life is insignificant. Before you were born, God already planned your life, and He longs for you to discover the life He uniquely created you to live. But in order to recognize and walk in your purpose, you need to walk closely with the one who created you. You will struggle if you try to find your purpose outside of Him. Nothing matters more than knowing God's purposes for your life, and nothing can compensate for not knowing them. Not success, wealth, fame, or pleasure. Without God, life has no purpose, and without purpose, life has no meaning. In today's message, titled Understanding the Will of God, Evangelist Paul Acqua encourages you to be purposeful with how you live your life and spend your time on this earth.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 verses 15 to 17 that, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." So we need to walk cautiously. We need to be living vigilantly and carefully. You don't need to walk as an unwise person. That's what the text of Scripture is saying. The term unwise is a term to describe the unbeliever. Don't be like an unbeliever. Don't walk aimlessly, having no purpose for your life. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Let me read you Romans 1, verses 21 to 22. Bible said, "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God, nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools." So you see, my friend, as a Christian, you should get up in the morning and recognize that not only do you have a purpose for your life, but God has a purpose for other people. And you may be the instrument that God uses to reach them. Over the years, one of the more interesting tensions to play out has been watching people of all ages try to figure out the best way to live their lives. On the one hand, God has taught many of us that there are good works that He prepared in advance for us to do. The Bible says we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which He prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So God ordained these things before the foundation of the world. The Bible says, "Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." It's a command. Don't be unwise. Understand that God has a purpose for you. The first step in finding God's will is knowing that God has a specific plan for your life. And I believe that most Christians don't live with this knowledge. They just think that there are certain people, maybe apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, or a few people have a God-ordained will for their lives, and the rest of us are just supposed to muddle through and do the best we can with whatever circumstances that come up your way. For example, if your family has a business, then you just inherit it, and you just do whatever life presents for you. That's the way most people live. But these verses say that God has a plan for every one of you. And God's plan for you are all good. Jeremiah 29:11. That is a very common scripture. Many of us know it. "I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." That means we can look forward to that expected end. In other words, I am not just going to go through life and do my own things and hope that things work out good for me. I don't have to just hope and wonder. I have an expected end because I have God's promises from God, And if I cooperate with God, I can say I am going to finish my course. I'm going to run the race to the expected end. God has a purpose for each one of us, and it's a good purpose. His thoughts for us are better than your thoughts for yourself. But one thing to know is that at the same time, there is a real enemy who opposes God's purposes on this earth. He wants us to live independent of God. Therefore, majority of people who listen to the devil's lies live self-centered lives. But the Bible says people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Listen to the words of Jesus in John 10:10, which many of us know. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. You need to recognize that Satan is out there to get you. So you need to be on your guard. Don't be unwise. Don't walk like a lost man, just stumbling through life, but walk with purpose. We are in a special war zone. Let me tell you, Satan is out there. Not only is he out there to get you and stop your life from shining, but if he can get others by getting you so he can destroy them, that's his aim. Because of this, we need to watch out. We need to be very careful what we are doing. We need to recognize that every minute counts. Your attention level should increase. Don't be distracted. You need to be focused. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. I want to assure you that there are real benefits to having God's plan at the center of your life and pursuing them, even in the midst of persecution. God wants you to seek Him and reason with Him regarding the plans He had for your life. It matters so much to God that He wants you to seek Him with all your heart. Then you will call upon Me and come and pray to Me, and I will listen to you. You will seek Me and find Me when you seek Me with all your heart. Recorded in Jeremiah 29 verses 12 to 13. God wants to be in continuous communication with you so you can accomplish His agenda on this earth. We were not created to live for ourselves. People's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. The Bible says that, and He died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again. 2 Corinthians 5:15. So we don't live to order our own steps. We don't live for ourselves. We don't live self-centered lives. We need to get up every day recognizing that the day needs to count. It needs to be a day that we use to advance the kingdom of God. That should be our mentality. That should be our motive. Every day must be used to advance the kingdom of God, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Making the most of every opportunity means make full use of the time. In other words, take advantage of every moment because it's such a short time. We can change the world that we live in. We can change our circumstances through our impact on other people by speaking and living the Christian life. We can actually change our little corner of the world. We can make full use of the time by taking full advantage of the time that we have. So it cannot be overemphasized that the days are evil, so make full use of the time. Redeem the lifetime that you live in. Turn your generation towards God. Bible says David served his generation. Leave a legacy on this earth. Turn your generation towards God, my friend. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We need to live with purpose. We need to have a focus for our lives. We need a direction. Don't be unwise, but understand what the will of God is. Before you can ever impact your life or the lives of others around you, you've got to find God's will for your life, God's purpose for your life. So how can you point people to God's purpose if you yourself are purposeless? You need to know God's purpose, God's will, God's plan for your life. And then you need to share that with other people and help them find their destiny, their purpose. This scripture is a command not to be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Some people don't believe that you can understand the will of God. There are a lot of people who are living their lives, doing their own thing, hoping that it's consistent with what God wants. They pray prayers like this: God, this is what we are going to do. We are asking you to bless it. This is what we have even started doing. We ask you to bless it. That's not godly attitude at all. We shouldn't do our own thing and hope that it's from God. The scriptures tell us in many places that God wants to reveal his plan and his purpose to every single person. God is obligated to do that. He is obligated with his own free will. He chose to do that. Look at what he said in Romans chapter 12. He said, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship." Listen to Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you would be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." You see, so God wants to reveal his perfect will to us, and he told us exactly what to do to get it revealed. He says also in Jeremiah 29 that we read earlier, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Look at verses 12 and 13 of Jeremiah 29:11. After God declaring that he has good plans for us, then he goes on to say in verses 12 and 13 that, "Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart." So God has a purpose. He has planned for our lives. He has a perfect plan for every person. And we need to find that. You can never reach your full potential until you find out exactly what God wants you to do. And this is a direct command. When it comes to walking carefully, when it comes to making the most of every opportunity, when it comes to letting your light shine before men, before you can do that effectively, you've got to find out exactly what God wants you to do. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Hallelujah. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the time to do so, so you will not walk aimlessly on this earth, so you will be able to fulfill your purpose for which God put you on this earth. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acquah. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.